BT, a lot happening at the owners' meetings in the NFL. And the one thing that intrigues me the most is, I hate to bring up the Giants quarterback situation again, but all this talk around Shedeur Sanders, it feels like Shedeur and his people want the Giants or are expecting the Giants. But I'm not so sure that the Giants want him at all. And how about the fact that Brian Daboll not going to attend Shedeur's pro day?
That is very odd. Yeah, I don't know what the Giants are really thinking about Sanders. I mean, I've kind of been all over the map with this. Going back like 4 months ago, it seemed like they were really into him. And then there was some real separation, not necessarily by them, but by those who really cover the sport and have connections inside the building and start to kind of read the tea leaves for the draft here. And now it seems like it's changing a little bit. I'm not necessarily taking the bait. I would not take Shedeur Sanders at three. They might. But what I don't get is everything about the pre-draft process is about perception and maximizing leverage. Why in the world would Brian Daboll not go and watch his personal workout? And don't tell me because he's going to work out just the one-on-one workout for the Giants. Okay, that's great. But to me, like, yes, you could probably get a same read whether it's just you and your football people at your facility, but I don't think that you'll get quite the same emotional read when you've got every team scouting him. Don't you think there's more pressure? Now, maybe Sanders handles it very well, and that's a very good sign. By the way, most of these throwing cuts, they mean nothing. Look at Zach Wilson throwing 70 yards across his body. That's why he got drafted second overall by the Jets. I don't go nuts with this stuff anymore, but for the Giants head coach, for a team that needs a quarterback to not go and watch the workout, is lunacy, in my opinion.
Yeah, I don't know if this is a normal practice. Do teams that have that high of a pick that might be interested in a player not attend the pro day just because they want to see him work out privately? Could this be a smokescreen? I have no idea what's going on here. Although my gut tells me that there's no way the Giants are taking a quarterback with the third pick. I know that people are speculating that they might. I'm not buying it. I believe it's going to be a quarterback somewhere else in the draft later. And I'm not talking about Jackson Dart either, because if the Giants don't take him at three, I highly doubt they're they could trade down, I guess, in the first round. You want to tell me the Giants are going to trade down, what the Panthers may? Again, I don't know how it's going to work out here. But if they trade down out of the top 10, they're not getting Jackson Dart. And it might even be sooner than that Dart goes. Maybe somebody trades up to get him. You know how quarterbacks are at a premium here. I don't believe the Giants' actions this offseason would indicate that they would be looking to take a quarterback with the third pick or trade up for one even. I would be at this point now surprised.
I think I agree with you. I think if it was just Russell Wilson or just Jameis Winston, I think I would have a very different opinion. And listen, I know it's not the most inspiring move here. You know, you've got Jameis for 2 years, Russell for the one. You know, the money is what it is. I think it's 10, but then if he plays a ton or whatever, it goes up to $21 million. Like, I think the Giants have been fairly responsible, even though it's a very odd construction of a quarterback room at this point. But because there's now two of them there, I think that the move is now probably more for a project. Maybe, and I don't mean a fifth-round project. To me, that's not acceptable. I mean more of a third- or a second-round guy who at least would be ready to play for week one or by week one in 2026 rather than maybe mid-season to end of season 2025.
Yeah, and I don't like the quarterback room the way that it is. I know Jameis is talking about certain things, and we've heard from Russell Wilson. I firmly believe the Giants think that they're better than what they really are. Now, we'll see a play. We'll see what happens in the draft here. They think they could go play a game right now and be good. I doubt it. We'll see if they take a quarterback. For me, it's always, dating back to last year, it's always been about getting the next franchise quarterback. Here we are in April now of 2025. They still don't have that franchise quarterback. If they don't have that potential at the end of this month, I don't know what to tell you. It's going to be a disaster. Shane and Daboll will eventually get fired, and they're going to have to end up finding their next franchise quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, listen, this is the script that we've hit for a while. Yeah. We're not going to deviate from it. I don't know that there's anybody that can possibly, you're certainly entitled to think what you want, but I don't know how you respond. Possibly disagree with, you know, maybe not all of our assertions, but certainly most of what we said for a while. I think everybody's kind of thinking the same thing. Two more quick hits, though. How odd is this? Now, when I ask you, all right, so who do you think starts week one for the Giants next year? Easy answer, it's going to be
Russell Wilson.
Okay, agree. Whether or not it should be that, but whatever. I think that's what happens. Number two, who do you think the Giants' offensive emotional leader is going to be next year? Your answer would be
offensive emotional
the
leader?
The voice, the guy, you know, breaking the huddle, the morale guy, just the. I think it's going to be Jameis. Has any ever, has, name another team in the history of the NFL.
Well, how are you going to do that from the bench?
Well, that's my point. It's just an odd construction of a depth chart there, and that's what happens when you're desperate. But Jameis, to me, I could be wrong, but I don't know. I think Jameis is going to be the guy in the middle of the huddle before they hit the field, even though he's going to be the backup, you know, doing his,
well, maybe
doing
the better
his hype
way,
stuff.
Maybe the better way to say it is, which guy do you think the players are going to want to rally around and play for?
That's kind of what I am saying. Right. And my answer is going to be still Jameis Winston.
Right.
So I think that's a very odd dynamic. And the other thing, I'm not saying it can't work out a little, but it doesn't strike me as natural or normal. Name any other team whose backup quarterback is the verbal mouthpiece and the emotional leader for a team. I don't really know any. And the other thing, too, is, so by Daboll not going to the pro day, which, and for those, I don't think we even said when it is, it's Friday at Colorado, not to watch Shedeur Sanders, he's also not going to watch Travis Hunter, who's going to work out that day as well. So to me, any information that you can glean, even if it seems to be the most rudimentary thing that you think you already know, it could be a confirmation of something that you already know. It could be something just that triggers a different thought. For him, I'm not trying to bash Daboll. I'm not. But it does seem highly irresponsible for him not to be there. I don't understand that at all.
But the fact that he wouldn't go see Hunter, or he's not going to see Hunter either, that does tell me that it shouldn't have anything to do with the Giants potentially drafting Shedeur Sanders.
Either way you go, and if it's a smoke screen, whatever it might be, the optics of him, you have the third pick, Sanders. Shedeur Sanders could go 2, Shedeur Sanders could go 3, Travis Hunter could go 3. Like, two of the people who will be working out on Friday, you very well will have access to, and might draft one of them, and you're not going to watch the pro day?
Yeah.
Makes no sense.
Anthony's calling from Hicksville. What's up, Ant?
Yeah, listen, guys, isn't it kind of common sense? They brought in the two quarterbacks. They're not going to his pro day. They probably have a really good idea they're not getting Sanders, even if they wanted him.
What about Travis Hunter?
Well, that's different. I'm not sure. Did you guys just state that they're not going to his pro day either?
It's the same day.
Okay, I understand, but so it's the same day. So they're not going to Hunter.
No, they're not going to, I
don't know about Hunter. I'm just speaking about Sanders.
I got you.
Yeah, I mean, doesn't that make sense to you guys that they brought in two quarterbacks already? Like, they're not showing up the guy's pro day.
I still think you do your homework.
No, wait, say that again?
I'm sorry. I still do my homework. Now, I know they've been to
Colorado. Wait, what homework? They already did it.
I understand that.
They probably already did that.
Yeah,
if you know something for sure, if you are 99.8% positive, why would you waste your time?
I'm going to tell you why, Anthony. Because they're hanging by a string. Their jobs depend on it.
Brandon, if you know something to be true, are you going to do it anyway?
I'm going to get as much intel and collect.
They already did.
Well, hold on, Ant. Hold on one sec, bud. Now there's a little different level of pressure. Now it's an official pro day, and I want to go there.
So?
I might have a conversation with a coach, with another team's executive. I might see.
They
one
already
thing.
Did, though.
You keep saying they've
already
did.
Done that. What do you guys think they're doing? Sitting on their ass?
I'm not saying that.
Oh, I don't know. You tell me what they're doing. I think they're running one of the worst organizations in sports. No? Ant, you there? We didn't hang up on him. Oh, okay.
No, he's still there. We were giving him a chance to volley back. Listen, I'm not saying that they would 1,000% gain information that would dissuade them from doing what they're already predisposed to do today. I'm not saying that at all. It very well might not. But if there is one more opportunity to collect one more ounce of information for that duo that is very probably going to get fired if they don't win this year, why the hell would you not go?
Yeah, also, so what does that mean, Ant? They're not taking Shedeur Sanders? You know that with certainty? I don't know. I could go based off of actions, but it's been both ways here. We've had reports from legitimate, reputable reporters that say the Giants are likely to trade up for the top pick and select Cam Ward. That's within a span of weeks or months. Then that
I don't believe that anymore.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But months ago, that was the feeling.
A little bit.
And it seemed likely. Now it's all of a sudden the Titans, who back then were, they're not going to take Cam Ward. Now it's the Titans are thinking Cam Ward is a sure thing. The Sanders camp, whether it's Dion, whether it's some family members, seem to think that they want New York, that New York might be likely. This has been going on for a while. There are no indications that the Giants have interest in Shedeur Sanders. Could that be a smokescreen? I guess. Is he even going to be available at number 2? The Browns have admitted a mistake, a colossal mistake on Deshaun Watson, and they say they want stability at the quarterback position. So does that mean they take Shador Sanders? Like, nobody knows what's going on. All the reports are zigzagging from months ago to where we are now. But that, to me, still doesn't excuse, unless this is just normal behavior for other teams, why you wouldn't go see a pro day, especially if it's going to include potentially two players that are going to be on the board where you pick at number three.
That's the point. It's not just Sanders. I mean, listen, unless this is a couple of years ago and you're the Jaguars and you know you're taking Trevor Lawrence, all right, maybe you don't get, you know, you don't go to the dog and pony show and you let others go and kick the tires.
But even then, like, what are you
doing? I still would go.
That's what I'm saying. What are you doing, vacationing?
I know. That's your job. I hear you. Maybe he throws to a receiver from Clemson that maybe you drafted in round five that you didn't really have a grade on, and then you see something that day. Like, to me, to accrue as much information. And I'm not even trying to go nuts over this, but it's perplexing to me how the Giants, who have been a train wreck for a decade outside of 1 year, they've got the third pick. They don't fully know what Tennessee's doing. They don't 100% know what the Browns are doing. Two of the guys that they could draft are working out, and you're not going. That's idiotic.
It just doesn't seem to make sense. It doesn't mean that they're not going to be able to select a good player. It doesn't mean that they wouldn't even take Shador Sanders or Hunter, but it just doesn't seem to make sense. I'd like somebody to explain why that is the case.